Bart the Goobin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together as we're considering the benefits and the blessings that come through knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. The new birth blessings that are ours, that so many times we as Christians who have been saved for a while forget what it means to be a child of God and all the benefits, all the blessings that come to us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to begin with in our study, we're talking about why man needs new birth. Because there may be those listening who do not understand why man needs new birth. And so we're looking into the Word of God, and we're in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. We're in chapter 3, and we've just discovered here in the Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in direct disobedience to God, have recognized their nakedness, and have sewed fig leaves to try to cover their nakedness. They now know right from wrong. Previously, they were in a state of complete innocence. But now, they know right from wrong because they have disobeyed God and have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil by listening to Satan and to his lie. And then we see, as soon as they'd finished making their aprons to cover their nakedness, verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." This is the next thing that sin produces, is man trying to hide from God. Man trying to get away from God. Man doesn't want to acknowledge God in his life. And this is certainly a condition that's prevalent in the United States of America today. There was a time when the Word of God was the first textbook that was used in the schools of the United States of America. And the first textbook had much of God's Word in it. Our founding fathers believed in the living God. Many of them were men of God who signed the Declaration of Independence and who put together the basic fundamentals of our nation and the standards by which it was to be ruled. And these were people who loved the Lord God and believed in God and honored God. And our nation was founded by people who wanted religious freedom to worship God freely and to walk in obedience to the Word of God. But we see our nation has drifted far away from what it once was. As Isaiah points out, truth has stumbled in the street. And because of truth being put aside and cast aside, men doesn't want to know the truth because the truth reveals man's sin for what it is. And man is deceived by Satan, and he wants to walk in rebellion and disobedience to Almighty God. He doesn't want his sin pointed out for what it is. He wants to cover it up. He wants to hide from God. And so he tries to put God out of the school system. And this is what's occurring in the United States of America today. God's being ruled out of the school system. There was a time when the Ten Commandments were seen in the classroom and were spoken of by the teacher. But today, people don't even know what sin is. They don't know that it's wrong to steal. Therefore, the retail businesses have to put up signs that shoplifting is a crime because people are not taught that it's wrong to steal. They're not taught the 10 basic commandments of the Word of God that reveal what sin is and make sin clear and plain. We're living in such a vile, corrupt, wicked period of time when man tries to hide from God, just as we see that Adam and Eve tried to hide from God when he came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And verse 9 says, "The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" Thus we see the beginning of the first game called hide and seek. How many times children play that game, hide and seek. They hide and someone goes seeking for them. And that's what Adam and Eve did. They hid from God, and God came seeking and looking for man. Beloved, He's seeking you today. If you've never put your faith and trust in Him, if you do not know Him as your Savior, if you're separated from God because of your sin and your wickedness, God's seeking for you today. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." He says, "Come unto me, and I'll deliver you from the bondage of sin. Come unto me, and I'll set you free. Come unto me, and I'll show you the truth, which will liberate and deliver and set you free." And, beloved, He will do exactly that if you will come. But we see Adam and Eve hid, and verse 10, we see, "Where art thou?" God says in verse 10, and He said, here's Adam speaking, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Now this is Adam and Eve experiencing fear. They've never known fear before, but now fear becomes a reality. And how much fear is prevalent in the world today. And how many people live under fear of one kind or another because of the wickedness and the sin of mankind. And so He said, God speaking, said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" Here God realized, and of course He knew what Adam and Eve had done, and He wants them to confess their sin, to acknowledge what they have done. But Adam and Eve, Adam sets the example by beginning to try to cover up his sin by blaming somebody else. Have you ever blamed someone else for some act of sin that you've committed, some wrong act? Have you tried to lay the blame off on somebody else? Well, they said, well, he said, well, if she hadn't. And so this is what Adam and Eve do right here in verse 13. Or verse 12, "And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to me." Now he blames the woman and he blames God. Can you imagine his blaming God for his sin? But that's what he said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Instead of acknowledging, yes, I did wrong, yes, I broke your word, yes, I broke your commandment, yes, I did what you said not to do, instead he lays the blame on his wife and on God for his wrongdoing. And, beloved, isn't that so typical of man today? Well, if you hadn't said this, if you hadn't done that, and if the Lord had not brought you into my life and not allowed me to come to know you, oh, how much we see so many evil things that are first revealed here in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed Almighty God. And so notice he says, verse 13, God speaks, "And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And he did. He beguiled her. He deceived her. We're told over in 1 Timothy that she was completely deceived. that she was completely fooled by this act of the devil and by what he said. That's why God does not blame the woman, but God blames the man, because the man knew full well what he was doing. That scripture in the New Testament tells us that Adam knew that he was doing wrong. He was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. And so the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" And she picked up quickly on Adam's example by saying, "Well, the serpent, he was the one that tempted me, and I did eat." And so the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle." Notice, above all cattle. He puts the serpent along with cattle, and above every beast of the field. He says, "You're cursed above them all, and as a result, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." Now notice the curse that's placed upon this beautiful creature that at one time apparently walked upright, and at one time apparently had legs, but now we see the curse that is placed upon it because it was used of Satan to deceive and lead mankind into sin. So every time you see a snake, remember it was cursed because it was used to deceive and bring sin into the human race. And the Lord says in verse 15, "I will put enmity between thee, the serpent, and the woman, between thy seed and her seed." Now, here we see a very interesting prophecy. This is one of the first prophecies of the Bible, here in verse 15. Because God is talking about the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman was Jesus Christ. Adam had no part in the birth of Jesus Christ. That is, mankind had no part in the birth of the Lord Jesus. His birth was a virgin birth. And that's why he speaks of the seed of the woman. Because man is the one that has the seed. The woman has the egg. And so here we see the first picture of Christ brought to light. Till next time, goodbye.